This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jones, Paul Watson's our guest here. Paul, I've got an article right here, more studies out. Teens spend 3 hours a day on social media, makes them depressed, makes adults depressed. Another article, though, don't worry. They've got a new computer that'll hook your brain to things so you can look at hundreds of things at one time. As if our attention spans aren't already short enough, as if our brains aren't fractured enough. All the studies show this is like a weapon system. Tell us about this new development.
Yeah, there's a headline on Drudge. AI synthetic brains will allow humans to be in 500 places at once. This is the man behind Amazon's voice assistant, Igor Jabalikov, who believes artificial intelligence will become so advanced we will be unable to distinguish between a real or synthetic mind. Of course, the entire point, Alex, behind transhumanism, as Ray Kurzweil outlined in his 1999 book, The Age of Special Machines, is that the underclass will not get access to this technology, at least not immediately. It will be very expensive. It will be the exclusive domain of the elite. And that's how they will further entrench this two-caste society. Kurzweil, in his own book, and I think I'm going to probably republish this article, which was written way back in 2013, The Dark Side of Ray Kurzweil's Transhumanist Utopia. He wrote in his book, quote, "Humans who do not utilize such implants," he's talking about cyborg implants, "are unable to meaningfully participate in dialogues with those who do." So he's literally talking about humanity separating into two species, one the cybernetic version, one the underclass, two caste society, where those who don't have access to the technology or those who refuse to have chips implanted in their brain, basically, are going to be castigated out of society, are going to be ostracized out of society. And he also, in fact, quoted the Unabomber in his own book. He said, quote, "Due to improved techniques, the elite will have greater control over the masses, and because human work will no longer be necessary, the masses will be superfluous, a useless burden on the system. If the elite is ruthless, they may simply decide to exterminate the mass of humanity." Ted Kaczynski said that, but Kurzweil quoted him in his own book. So it was a semi-endorsement of the reality of that situation. Now you have McDonald's buying the technology where they don't even need a human taking your order at the drive-thru. The technology can differentiate between hundreds of different ways of saying things, different accents. So automation's coming in. There are going to be no jobs. Maybe Andrew Yang's $1,000 a month is going to keep people occupied for a while. But again, Alex, as you were talking about depression, if you don't have anything to do, if you don't have a purpose in life, that just generates more depression. So this life of a 15-hour work week, the carrot that they're dangling in front of us, is only going to create more misery, more depression, more deaths of despair, which are already skyrocketing in America.
That's right. In the NBC article on screen, the first paragraph says that humans will be extinct by the end of this generation, that the plan is we're all dead and how wonderful it is that we'll vanish from the earth. This is their sick post-human world. Are we going to put up with this? That's what I'm saying, Paul.
Precisely. It's whether the refuseniks will, you know, whether the technology is so advanced that the elite will be so much more dominant with the brain processing power of that cybernetic augmentation compared to the underclass who refuse to take it. But the elite have said many times, the eventual goal is to literally upload their brains into computers and live forever, and that's how they're going to dominate humanity forever. Meanwhile, us poor humans, flesh robots, just die and wither away. So they literally want to do that. They've planned it for decades, and now finally the early signs of the technology is starting to emerge to do that.
And let's be clear, Paul, it's going to be wireheads with stuff leaking out of their heads, wearing wigs, thinking they're part of the cool clubs. It's a grand falloon, and the truth is it's an enslavement system And the whole thing is a giant fraud. These people are fools going down this road. They want to convince us that they control the future, so we just acquiesce to it. It's a giant con game. Paul Joseph Watson at Summit.News. Great job. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. We're following all the amazing work. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back. Stay with us. I'll tell you what's coming right after the break.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Slaves, turn your energy off. Don't have children. Abort them. It's good for the earth. Don't fly around on jet airplanes or have a fireplace. It's bad for the earth. But oh, don't listen to Leonardo DiCaprio and Prince Harry. They're private jets. They're the elite. They're better than you. And now Beto O'Rourke says, hell yes, we're going to take your guns away. And if you resist, we going to kill your ass. In 2013, we put together this compilation of them coming for your guns when they were denying it at the time. But just starting to admit some of it. And now here we are, where we were in 1775 when they came to Lexington Concord to take the guns. Then we'll talk to Haitlin Bennett, who was on the ground last night in Houston for the Democrats' most egregious display of their war on America. It was unbelievable. We'll be talking to her in just a moment. But here is this report from the vault.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKHLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come
March, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
And 6.5 years later, the Democrats officially say they're going to pry them from our cold, dead hands so we can live like they do in Southside Chicago or in the worst areas of Baltimore, Maryland, or the worst areas of Washington, D.C., or the worst areas of Detroit. The crime rate was massively higher in the 1980s. As of about 6 years ago, it was down 61%. FBI's numbers, pull them up. Now, it's gone back up some now. A lot of home invasions, a lot of crime even in Texas. A lot of criminals getting their asses blown off. That's always in the back of the paper, doesn't even make the news. But when some crazy sees the news hyping up mass shootings, all the studies show it. Just type in, studies conclusively find media coverage of mass shootings causing new ones. And they know exactly what they're doing. Caitlin Bennett's with us for a couple segments. And then we're going to get into a way to stop this, a way to defeat this. There is a way, but they're going to keep saying every time there's a mass shooting, it's an epidemic, which it's not. They're going to hype it, and they're going to just keep saying, we've got to do something, we've got to do something. And they believe they're going to get the guns. And what they're going to trigger is a civil war, which is actually what they want, because they can't wreck the country. They can't get the guns fair and square. So they need a giant collapse to get it. They need to list gun owners as terrorists. That's why you see on the news, all gun owners are terrorists. The NRA members are terrorists. White men are terrorists. It's not black people pushing that idea. It's white leftists trying to cause a race war. This is right out of the Weatherman plan. It's right out of Saul Alinsky. It's here. And so I want to get into the debates last night with Caitlin. But first, you're the Penn State gun girl 3 years ago, 2 years ago, become very famous since then. Do reporting for Infowars.com, do your own great reporting as well. But, I mean, they're really out in the open. Why do you think they're so naked about this now? And Jay Johnson says he believes, well, they're finally going to ban our guns. They want to do it now with executive orders, they say. They can get rid of Trump. I mean, these people mean business. Why do you think they're being so honest now?
I think they're being so honest because we have a lot of angry leftists in this country that are really mad about Trump. So they're going to come out and they're going to try to be like that radical kind of opposite of Trump here. So they think that since Trump got elected because he's so honest and he's blunt, that now they're just going to be honest about it. And to be honest, the leftists want to ban guns. So if there's someone up there like Beto up there saying, we're going to come and take them, there's no question about it. We're going to do it. And then he gets a giant applause. Of course, that's what they're going to say. And I just want to know how he's going to do it. Is he going to come take them themselves? Is he going to send the police? Is it the FBI? Who's going to take them? Because there's a lot here to take.
There is. And they've had National Review come out and say that drag queen story time is a wonderful thing. Convicted pedophiles in many cases, with children now humping them with erections, men's genitals out with glitter on it. I can't even show this on TV, okay? I mean, this is adult television with children. They're saying pedophilia is good now. They're killing babies after they're born. They say we're here to corrupt your children and groom them. And then the mothers bring them to men dressed as clowns saying, groom my five-year-old. I mean, this is it's like hell opened up.
Well, something else that I encountered at the debate last night was this older man. He said that they're going to change the definition of communism so that they can present it in a more better way than what history has taught us that communism does. Straight up just told me his agenda. We're going to rewrite the history of what communism is. We're going to change the textbooks. We're going to change the definition. And then we're going to present it to people as if it was something that hasn't happened in the last, you know, however many years that they've tried to implement communism all around the world. So they have an agenda and they're being very honest about it. I think that's a good thing because they're being honest about it so we can combat it head on and we don't have to guess what they're trying to do.
That's right. Instead of eating around the corners and being deceptive, that hasn't worked. And so they're just bum rushing with everything they've got, thinking if they move the Overton window so far towards tyranny that we'll battle and claw some of it back, but they'll still get some of what they want. So they're trying to externalize the hierarchy. They're trying to normalize it, whether it's pedophilia or killing babies after they're born. I mean, it even shocks me. Just have you seen the compilation we put together of mainline TV saying, I love hurting little babies. I like to bully them. I like to kill my own children, those little pieces of filth. I love it. I'm so selfish. I enjoy it. And then they actually go and murder their babies. And the women, I can't even play these clips. And she goes, I love it. It feels so good. I mean, it's like, what the hell? And what it is we haven't stood up to these people, so they're just running wild. We'll be right back with Caitlin Bennett to get into what she saw on the ground at the debate last night. The other debates, there's almost been no one on the ground there. Were there any supporters for these drooling leftist ring race that she saw in Houston? Caitlin Bennett, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and now banned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I hate that total roar. By the way, articles on InfoWars.com. That total roar has come out. We'll cover it next segment. With a gun confiscation shirt that says, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. Well, we're going to sell a shirt. We'll get in by next week. We're going to put up, you know, they don't have these yet. He's been making money off the stuff that happened there in South Texas as well. He sold shirts about that. We're going to put a shirt out that basically says, from our cold, dead hands, Beto. But basically, come and get it, Beto O'Rourke. Come and get it, Beto O'Rourke. Because it's not going to be from our cold, dead hands. It's going to be from somebody else's. We'll come up with one by the end of the show. Speaking of that, we have a lot of T-shirts that are really high quality that have the really soft, nice fabric that costs us $10 to $13 a piece that are sold at Dillard's and sold at Macy's and sold at places like Tyler's that's in Texas for $35. So you understand, like, most people sell a $5 shirt for $19.95. They sell a $13 shirt for $35, $40. These shirts, the Space Shuttle shirt, the Betsy Ross Flag shirt has that really nice fabric. These are designer shirts for $19.95, but I'm making $7 on them. It's about promoting InfoWars. But get in there and buy them. Get the InfoWars Tank Man shirt. It shows all the big tech is tanks about to try to run over InfoWars. That's one of my favorites. There's so many there. Now, I haven't gotten into really what should have been our top story, but the saying they're coming to confiscate the guns is so huge that it had to be our top story. And then all the free stuff is big, but they are indicting Andrew McCabe. I want to explain stuff to folks. We'll do it after Caitlin leaves us, but this is so big that it actually makes me sort of have an anxiety attack. And I don't have those except like when my wife's having a baby or something. And the head's stuck or something, you know. I mean, I got nerves, okay? I may get hyper and jump around, but I don't get scared. The level of the climate politically is so powerful right now. It's so important. Good and evil are both moving at the same time that if you're not getting chills, you're not dialed in. Because I know we've been up here talking about the world being crazy for a long time. It has been. But everything is doubling in its intensity every month now. Whoa, I just got massive chills. Are you getting those? Let's try to go back to Caitlin Bennett. Her Skype's been breaking up some, but she's been filing so many amazing reports. Caitlin, hell, if you're still in Texas, you ought to come up here and be in studio with us. I'm going to do a special live show tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. We may even go longer. It's going to be called the InfoWars Roundtable Show. We'll have guest hosts and callers from the show that are, I think are our best callers. We'll be adding to the list. I'll be, you know, hosting segments with us. And I'm also going to obviously do the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm just redoubling everything I'm doing. But talk about what you saw on the ground with the Democrats last night.
So when we got there, we were expecting a really big presence, kind of like in Detroit, but it was so low energy. There was like no one there. It's almost as if campaign people for the candidates came out and handed out campaign signs for people to hold. There were the fewest number of supporters were for Tulsi. Of course, she wasn't up there, but the nicest people were the Tulsi supporters. There was a large crowd for Biden, a large crowd for Bernie. It was kind of all over the place. It wasn't organized very well. Like I said, each group was kind of in their own thing. And there were maybe a dozen and a half of them for each supporter. It was really sad. It was so sad.
Elaborate on that.
Yeah, so when we got there, the Biden people were basically up front, and there were a dozen and a half of them there. And then we went over to try to talk to them, and a lot of them kind of recognized me at first, and I didn't want to speak. But they were mostly just chanting, so they would each have their own chant. So the Biden people would have their own chant, the Tulsi people had their own chant, and then the Bernie people had their own chant. It was really hard to follow along what they were chanting about, what was their main issue. And then in came the climate people, and then in came these Mexican radical brown berets, I think they're called, and they were demanding.
They're California, funding. Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. They're hardcore communists. Basically, they're like Hispanic KKK members that are communists.
And it was so crazy. They were, so I got in there and I asked them if I could speak because I felt so inspired by their message of defunding ICE and all this stuff. And so I asked to speak, and they were going to hand me the microphone until someone goes, no, don't hand it to her. Let a black woman speak instead. And I was like, imagine if it were the other way around. The whole world would be burning right now. So I think these people are a tad racist, and I'm really excited to expose it later on in the day. And then they got the police to remove me from public property, and we're going to have a whole video about the police.
I can't wait to see this. I mean, the Brown Berets are just like the KKK. They're stupid. They're trashy. They always have one tooth. Because I've gone out and protested the KKK, and they show up, too. They show up, too. And it's just like they hate white people. I mean, it's just unbelievable how crazy this is.
I mean, they would. And then when I actually tried to interject at one point, and they were talking about separating babies from their mothers at the border, I said, what about abortion? We're separating a million babies every year from their mother through abortion. And they say, shut up. A black woman's talking. Shut up. And then they look at the police and they're like, and there's the officer touching me without my consent.
I also noticed there's some Muslims. There's some Muslims in there with the coalition. You know, under Islam, they wouldn't even let those women out of the house to do anything political or drive a car. Oh, but in America, they're hanging out with the leftists.
It was totally insane. There's so much that went on there. There was a small crowd, but I almost think smaller crowds are better because we're able to get in there and actually capture what individuals of these movements are thinking and the crazy things that they endorse. They were chanting F the police like they always do, and then they went and told the police to remove me from public property, which I stood my ground and I told the police I wasn't going to do because I know my rights. And we're going to have a whole video going on about that.
Well, Caitlin, the minute you've got these videos, we're going to post them to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And please come on the War Room today. Please come on Firepower with Will Johnson, especially as soon as you get a cleaner Skype connection. But you just do a superlative job. Yeah. Your team does. Your fiance does. Your camera man does. And we love you guys. So please come to Austin as soon as you want. We'll fly you here and have you in studio. If you're still in Texas, please come now. Again, come on Firepower, Will Johnson and Tom Papert. And I want you and others to start trying to do a daily show or weekly show, too, as well, because you're doing just such an amazing job. Where else can people find the whole consortium? So I know you've launched a website, like Drudge has said everybody should do. Instead of, you're still on Facebook, Twitter, and places, but more and more getting banned yourself. People need to go to your actual URL. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, so go to libertyhangout.org, and that is our website. And then we post all of our videos on Liberty Hangout's YouTube channel.
That's right, libertyhangout.org. All right, thank you so much, Caitlin. Can't wait. How long do those videos are out, this evening?
Yep, that's when.
We'll have those during the War Room and during Firepower tonight. You can find all the channels, all the shows, everything at Banned Video. Banned.video. Banned.video. Please share that link. We'll be right back with the biggest lie of last night. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned. Libertarian.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man elevates a woman, all genitals are cut off.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go!
Come on, 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 come on!
Vengeance is coming! Fire is coming! The real revolution against you is
coming, and you will burn in hell!
Slow down here, okay? And I really should be opening the phones up as well. This is so historic to give you a chance to respond. And in fact, I will. No one has ever been charged at the top of the FBI. It's been able to basically get away with whatever it wants since it was set up in the 1920s, 1930s by J. Edgar Hoover, who was its director until the early 1970s. And obviously any central federal police power is going to tend to become draconian, authoritarian, and oppressive. The German Gestapo, the Russian NKVD, the Roman Praetorian, the French federal police, the Italian federal police, MI5 in the UK. Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. Now, the average FBI agent, as federal agencies go around the world, has been somewhat of not as corrupt compared to other countries. It didn't get corrupt as fast. I mean, Hoover did a lot of blackmail and going after communists and anarchists, and you know, obviously had his problems, but it was not an anti-American institution from my research. Until the Clintons got in the 90s, and they put their people in, and they are still in there today, and they are bad news. Herbert Walker put a lot of bad ones in, so really it started with him. The real decline of the FBI. Because I don't want to just tear up American institutions for no reason. The globalists want to do that. They want to tear up the police so they can federalize and globalize them. That's what the demoralization and the attacks are there. But I want to explain something. The fact that the Deputy Attorney General did not listen to this administrative appeal means there has been a indictment brought forward, a recommendation to prosecute, and then that's going to happen. And we know the grand juries are open. That's not Q stuff that's nebulous. That was admitted a year ago. There were grand juries open in Virginia and Maryland known Andrew McCabe. So that's confirmed stuff. And I told you then, I said, even before that came out, that they're looking to indict him. Now, I got another clip coming up that I just grabbed off Fox News during the break that we're going to have next hour. Rob News dumping it, and I was going to put it out on InfoWars, where they're already maneuvering it and going, oh, he did it all himself to give his wife $600,000 and the fake dossier. So McCabe is the fall guy. But so many crimes have been committed that they've got to at least burn somebody. Here's the deal. He said he's going to sing like a canary. So this is real. This is happening. This is going on. It means Trump's moving against the deep state. And it means we're in a whole nother ballgame. This has never happened to an FBI director. So here's Barnes breaking it down yesterday with precision. Countdown, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew McCabe. The decision's been made to indict him.
Exactly. The breaking news today is that U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has chosen and decided already, has made the referral, and the referral has been approved and authorized to indict Andrew McCabe, the former director of the FBI, the former deputy director of the FBI, the key decision maker in the Clinton email case, the Clinton Foundation case, the orchestrator of the Spygate and coup attempts against the President of the United States, for his false statements to the FBI, for his false statements to the Office of Inspector General, general, for his illicit leaks to the media, for his attempts to illicitly spy on the President of the United States. All of that is going to be the basis and the reason and the predicate for an indictment, the first ever indictment against an acting director of the FBI who had ever been in any high-ranking position in the FBI. It's an extraordinary case where the first deep state indictment, really since Mark Felt in the late 1970s, who ran COINTELPRO and was known as Deep Throat, who secretly took out the Nixon administration. That's how significant and consequential this indictment is. Because the way the process works is there's a doctrine called the delegation doctrine. It's a constitutional process about who has the approval and who has the authority to indict. While a grand jury has an indict, only a U.S. attorney can bring that case to the grand jury for the purposes of an indictment. And the way that works is the U.S., if it's a particular kind of case, tax case has to go to a particular U.S. attorney in charge of the tax division. If it's a certain kind of political case involving a high-ranking government official, then it has to be approved of by the deputy director, the deputy U.S. attorney, the number two in the United States Department of Justice, which is Jeffrey Rosen. Today it's reported that he has approved it. That means the indictment is coming within days, within weeks. Andrew McCabe will be indicted by the Department of Justice for his crimes against the President of the United States and on behalf of the Clinton family.
And against the voters of this country and our electoral system and our republic, and this aura of invincibility, of infallibility of the Clinton crime machine and the Obama crime machine will then evaporate, and you'll start seeing many others turn state evidence very, very quickly. This is a giant moment for the republic. This is approaching the level of when the British sued for peace 240 years ago. This is so massive, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to see major counterstrikes, though. I suspect if they're ever going to try to kill Trump or ever try to stage a big terror attack or something, this is when the deep state is about to fire all barrels.
Well, in fact, I would say that this message is partially that, because apparently the source for this story coming out is McCabe himself. It's McCabe's legal team sending the message, by the way, I'm about to get targeted, I'm about to get hit. So it's a peculiar kind of timing. If I was McCabe's people, I wouldn't necessarily put this out to the public. Now, he did raise almost $700,000 for a legal defense fund and earlier, so maybe he's been planning on doing a fundraiser.
What about Arkansas? What about his family getting life insurance on him? I mean, I think this guy has as much longevity and a shelf life of Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, there's two things about McCabe. He has made clear to everybody for a long time that he'll rat out anybody and everybody to save his own hide. That's number one. Number two, he's the source of letting everybody know, hey, by the way, he's about to get indicted. So that's a very sort of peculiar thing to do if you want to protect yourself. The third aspect with him is that, if you're an insurance company, would you give life insurance right now to Andrew McCabe without some special exceptions for unusual and unexplained deaths?
Kayak accidents.
Yeah, you say, look, you know, we will insure
heart
you.
Heart attacks.
It will assure you as long as your death can be fully and completely explained. But any unexplained death, sorry, no insurance for that. No sudden, weird ways of...
Car wrecks.
Yeah, no car wrecks. No weird way, no sudden heart, unexplained heart attack.
No falling downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. No, none of that. Committing suicide while you're temporarily in federal custody under a video camera. Nothing like that. So it will be interesting to see. Now, he does have intel and information literally on everybody. I mean, if you wanted to talk about a deep state hatchet man with all the information and intel, it is Andrew McCabe.
Covered up with the Clintons, the foundation,
emails. Ran the counter-espionage unit. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy who knows everything about Peter Strozik, knows everything about everybody and everything.
That accident, all right, folks, we're going to go to break. That 15 minutes, that's only 5 minutes of it. It's up on Infowars.com. It's powerful and it's dead on. That means the indictment's coming. It's gone up, hoping that the number two, that's his job to kill it if he was, didn't kill it. Because Rosenstein's out. Rosenstein used to have that position. It's on. Trump's moving against him. It's happening. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be right back on the other side. InfoWars never surrenders.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm coming in tomorrow to do a new show that's going to be on TV satellite. We'll put it on radio satellite as well. But it's just going to have breaks at the start in the middle of the hour. The show will have like 8 minutes of ads instead of 14 minutes of ads or whatever. And it's going to be the InfoWars Roundtable show that's going to be caller-based. And once we kind of have the training wheels off, you'll still have somebody here that helps quarterback stuff. You'll have the callers, some of the best callers over the years that we've been getting their numbers. Info had this idea like 5 years ago, never implemented it. Host the show. And then I may even go a few more hours and just open the phones up to everybody to talk about all the stuff that's happening. Because usually when history takes place, people don't recognize it. And later they say, wow, we didn't realize the amazing time that we were all living in. But again, everybody just kept saying, oh, the indictments aren't going to happen. Oh, it isn't going to happen. And when we came on air yesterday and said, no, this is the procedure. They appeal it administratively up inside the government to where they're going to prosecute their own people. It's very incestuous. It's corrupt. I don't like it. Rosenstein was protecting all these criminals. He's out. Now there's the new Deputy Attorney General, Rosen. And they said, no, we're not going to say don't prosecute. So that means it's happening. Robert Barnes is a big criminal lawyer. It's what he used to do before he did First Amendment and all that. I mean, he's a famous criminal lawyer. Very high success rate. I mean, I wouldn't put him in a racehorse Haynes level because no one else was in a racehorse Haynes level. He's right there. Okay? And I mean, he knows all the procedures. Okay? It's happening. Unless they change procedures, which has never been done. And sure enough, it's on Fox News. He's being indicted now. So, all hell's going to break loose. Now, I've been telling you since the last hour that I'm going to get to their big plan and how to stop them on the gun grab. You need to understand, I know you know this, but for folks that don't, we need to tell them that they're losing, so they want to start a civil war. They're going to have leftist jurisdictions come and start taking the guns and killing people. They're already killing folks all over with red flag laws. They've got leftist police departments that are on the dole ready to do this. They've caught police departments working with Antifa as well. That's been in the documents. I'm not saying the police on average are bad. They're some of the best people I've found on average because they're actually living in the real world and are informed. Compared to, you know, one-fifth of Americans in a new study don't even know one branch of the government. Don't you want to bet those are Democrats? But they're not going to give up, okay? So I don't even have anxiety anymore. I don't even have like the feeling like I've got to work harder to fight these people. I'm getting tingles all over me right now. I mean, I'm ready to kick some ass. And I'm not saying I'm going to go out and do anything violent. I'm saying my body, physiologically, intellectually, has looked at all this. And at a spiritual level, can feel it. And my body is just like, I mean, it's like on fire. And I am. It's not fire. It's like a chill. You know what I'm talking about. And that's because we're in the flux. We're in the warp. We're in the crossroad right now. We're in the destiny decision. We're at the moment of truth. Like that moment you ask out the woman who ends up being your wife and you live with her forever and love her and have five kids with her. You know, you know that magic moment. But it could go either way. Hell one way and a good future the other. Now I'm going to stop right there before I play these new clips from Fox News on this with a great idea that one of my former security guys, really smart fellow, went back to Florida to take care of his family, came up with, because I told my whole crew this morning, I came in and I said, I want the T-shirt to rebuke Beto O'Rourke. And I went to my graphics people and I said, come up with something. They said, well, what do you think? I said, I can't come up with anything. From our cold, dead hands, Beto, or, you know, come and take it, scumbag Beto. But I was so frustrated. And then my buddy, 30 minutes ago, Dr. McCam, shot, please, sends me this and says, you need to put this shirt out. I just came up with the idea. It's got the Texas Star, the Army Star. It's got a M4, what they want to ban, AR-15. Beto not, better not. That is the shirt. And Pipe Hitters Union, owned by a bunch of Patriot veterans right here in Texas, can't beat that. Made in Texas, printed in Texas, unlike that scallywag Beto. And they're printing these right now. I just said, boom, you got a deal. They're printing them right now. It's going up in the next 30 minutes to InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds this operation. And the veteran that came up with the idea, my buddy, gets 50 cents a shirt to help him out. And so this is very, 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 very exciting. This is very, very exciting. So this is the shirt. It is the shirt. When he told me this is the shirt, I know he's not a BSer. He's a smart guy. And there it is. Beto not. If you're a radio listener, it's not up on InfoWarsStore.com. The shirt literally will start printing today. I will have these by Tuesday. It's a limited edition shirt that makes it more fun, and it will fund our operation. Beto not. It's a light gray shirt with the Texas little star, the Army star. They're both ubiquitous. The M4 Beto not, designed by a veteran. And that's the perfect counter, printed right here in Texas. We're going to make it $19.95 to move these babies, even though the shirt is good fabric, so it costs more than, you know. I think they're giving me a deal. I think I'm going to get the shirt for like $8 or whatever. The point is that this fabric's expensive. Beto not, get it, InfoWarsStore.com, and turn their hate of the Second Amendment into resistance. You've got to wear this. You've got to get this. You've got to fund this. They're trying to shut us down. We've got a bunch of supplements on sale that are our best sellers. We have 50% off Happies, 50% off Chill Force, 50% off Brain Force Plus when bought with Chill Force. Total Gut Fusion Combo Pack, 75% off. You got to look into that. Ultra 12 is the best seller now. 50% off Myco ZX, the next level probiotic to knock out the yeast, the candida, the mold. That's so important. It's $19.95. That's what it costs us to make, folks. I'm moving all this out. 8-pack power stack, 67% off. Never done a deal that good because everything's got to move to fund us and buy more product for next year. 60% off liver and kidney care. Icarin, amazing. You owe it to yourself. These are things you need. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Let's get to Catherine Harrington on the attempts of McCabe legal team to prevent indictment. Here it is.
Andrew McCabe is one step closer to criminal prosecution after a source close to his legal team confirmed to Fox News that the Justice Department had rejected this last-minute appeal. And this morning, we've confirmed his legal team made three separate attempts to shut down charges. McCabe's team recently met with the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Jesse Liu, and made a personal appeal for her office not to move forward with prosecution. Then they met with Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to make the same argument. Then McCabe's team sent a, quote, extensive letter to Rosen laying out their legal arguments, and it was still rejected by the Deputy Attorney General. The U.S. Attorney is recommending charges against McCabe based on the findings of a 2018 Inspector General report. He found McCabe misled or lied to federal investigators about his role in a media leak that confirmed the FBI was investigating the Clinton Foundation. Michael E. Horowitz also found McCabe violated FBI media policy because the disclosure 1 week before the 2016 presidential election was not in the public interest. Rather, it was designed to benefit McCabe and push back against criticism he was compromised because his wife took more than $600,000 from Democrats for a 2015 state Senate race. This morning, a senior Republican on the House Judiciary Committee said the McCabe allegations should not be seen in isolation, given just last week the same Inspector General, Michael E. Horowitz, found McCabe's boss, former Director Comey, is a leaker who violated FBI policy as well as his employment agreement.
You look at the most recent IG report on James Comey, and you put this all together, and you're starting to see a picture of this, what I would call a soft coup attempt, and Andy McCabe was right at the heart of it.
Okay, I called it a soft coup attempt 3 years ago. We were the first to break it all. I had intelligence agencies all over my ass. But luckily, there are a bunch of limp-wristed leftists trying to find out who was feeding me info. You morons admit it all in Congress in your own filings, you dumb jackasses. You don't think I don't know how to go read what you're up to? But you guys don't sit around till 2 a.m. reading. You're a bunch of lazy punks. We're going to get your ass, you un-American Chi-Com traitors. And that's what they are. This isn't rhetoric. This is real. And this is the organic American resistance. We'll come back and play the really important clip, Congressman McClintock, and the indictment that's coming. He will be indicted. Watch. That's not hope. That's the procedure. You understand how much trouble they're in? This is the time they can move against Trump. This is the time they can set off a bomb. A new Oklahoma City. It worked before for them. Everybody better watch their six right now. They've got their operatives in the field. They're moving right now. I'm not sure how they're going to hit us, but everybody better know we're in a war for the very existence of this country.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.